The launch, January 2010. The usual excitement that Jobs was able to gin up for a product launch paled in comparison to the frenzy that built for the iPad unveiling on January 27, 2010 in San Francisco. The Economist put him on its cover, robed, haloed, and holding what was dubbed the Jesus tablet. The Wall Street Journal struck a similarly exalted note. The last time there was this much excitement about a tablet, it had some commandments written on it. As if to underscore the historic nature of the launch, Jobs invited back many of the old-timers from his early Apple days. More poignantly, James Eason, who had performed his liver transplant the year before, and Jeffrey Norton, who had operated on his pancreas in 2004, were in the audience, sitting with his wife, his son, and Mona Simpson. Jobs did his usual masterly job of putting a new device into context, as he had done for the iPhone 3 years earlier. This time he put up a screen that showed an iPhone and a laptop with a question mark in between. The question is, "Is there room for something in the middle?" he asked. That something would have to be good at web browsing, email, photos, video, music, games, and e-books. He drove a stake through the heart of the netbook concept. "Netbooks aren't better at anything," he said. The invited guests and employees cheered. "But we have something that is. We call it the iPad."